You are listening to a brand new Serious to First Team podcast called First Team Podcast Extra Time with your host, John Frusciante, and former professional soccer player in the United States and for the Barbados national team, Kiesel Broom. Welcome back to another edition of First Team Podcast Extra Time. I'm joined once again by the one and only Kiesel Broom. Kiesel, we should just say that we hope everyone that lives in the Northeast is safe out there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, This is we're getting hit in Pittsburgh right now, but I know all across the East Coast, definitely going to get at least 6 inches in most areas, some up to 18 to 22 inches. So definitely be safe on your travels for sure.
So on this week's episode, we are going to discuss our latest episode, the interview with two members of Rochester NISA, one with the managing director and with the primary owner of that startup club. But the main point that I do want to talk about is when I asked both of those members of Rochester NISA about paying their players a living wage. Mark Waschel, their managing director, he worked for the Rochester Rhinos in the USL. So, of course, Kiesel, you have played in the USL. And his answer to that question about Rochester NISA paying their players a living wage, he said that they will offer their players a base pay and that they will have incentive programs, so such as player development, maybe he meant coaching opportunities and stuff like that within their community. And then he mentioned commercial endorsements and paid appearances. Maybe we'll get to that later on, but what are your thoughts on that one, that there's going to be a base pay for this club? But it didn't sound like that might be that living wage that we're all seeking.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be, we're going to have to wait and see, you know, what really happens and what that base salary would be and how long it runs for. But I think, you know, I think for me, when I was playing, I always tried to negotiate some type of bonus structure, right? When it came to either win bonus, clean sheet bonus, you know, for a field player, a goal bonus, assist bonus, things like that. And that always, you know, makes guys work a little bit harder to make sure they get the results, right? And because at the end of the day, it is a business, right? And you have guys that are fighting for jobs and fighting for paychecks and things like that. But I feel like one of the biggest problems that I have with American sports is just that, like, it's just, you know, if you're not competing for something, you know, you're not competing at all. Or you're just kind of going through the motions. But at the end of the day, if you're at a point where you're always, every day you're fighting for something and there's always a reward at the end of it, I think that's a great opportunity for, one, improvement in terms of results, because if guys are always going to be incentivized to win, right, or they're going to be incentivized to keep a clean sheet, or they're going to be incentivized to bounce forward to get an assist, it's going to overall help the team. So, you know, obviously, you know, paid appearances are great too and things like that, but who knows how many of those are going to be throughout the season. And then same thing with, you know, maybe coaching opportunities, who knows how many of those are going to be and what the pay rate is going to be for that. But if I'm a player, my biggest interest is, you know, obviously what my salary is going to be, but also what opportunity I have to make extra money while I'm playing, because that is my full-time job, is to you know, play football. So if I could do that, I would love to be able to score an extra goal or two, or make sure I get that extra effort to get that, make sure that have that last second save to keep a clean sheet to get that bonus. So that'd be my biggest thing.
Yeah, and I think a lot of maybe people in U.S. soccer, in lower division U.S. soccer, I don't think they understand that the players do dedicate all their time to their trade, which is playing professional soccer, but they have to eat right, they have to train, and the job is 365 days a year. So I think that's why if people are on the fence of paying their players that living wage or something to where they don't have to work that second or third job, that's the reason, right? Because you want a very fit and a very healthy product on the field.
Yeah, I 100% agree. You know, obviously, if somebody wants to go out and do a little bit extra on their own, they can. But I feel like for the ones that are really focusing on making that their craft, those in-game bonuses are going to be crucial for them, one, earning more money, but giving the opportunity to earn more money.
I thought it was very interesting when he mentioned commercial endorsements. Mark Waschel, the managing director of Rochester NISA, commercial endorsements in lower division soccer. I don't think that happens too often. I could be wrong, unless you're a big name player. But then again, right? That doesn't happen too often. The big name players, they're playing in Major League Soccer or abroad. So commercial endorsements, have you seen that in the USL?
I think it's more of like, The way that I perceive it is more of, different companies, using the games as advertisement. So they'll spend X amount of dollars on this corner kick is brought to you by so and so, or in the game day profile, they have their logo and their company and their telephone number. If you need this, you call this, or things like that, which, obviously helps the club because they're getting that income in for whatever company, but also helps the company because they get that extra exposure to maybe a customer base they might not be able to get before. That's what I understand in terms of commercial endorsement. I mean, it'll be great if the club had, like a shoe deal that all the players should get free shoes or whatever. But I think in terms of the club to be able to get those sponsorships to help their bottom line, be able to have a productive and profitable season.
Yeah, and I took that more as player commercial endorsements because the question was more about the players making or earning a living wage. So it was the base salary, player development, and possible paid and commercial endorsements. So that was my original question there was I don't really know of any players that are getting paid, I would say, to promote a product. Maybe there are commission links. I think it's called affiliate links that people put out on social media, say buy this energy drink or buy this supplement to make you stronger or stuff like that. Players do probably promote that and earn some sort of commission, but I don't know of a certain company that is paying a player a monthly or yearly salary to help grow their brand.
Yeah, I don't know either, but yeah, it would be nice. Definitely would be nice, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. So what would be your message to players that might be listening to this and they want to have a career in US soccer, right? They want to represent their country and things like that. What would you say to them? Because we always talk about the player wages and how they're not, I guess, good enough. What would you say to those up-and-coming players that want to play professional soccer, but they look at those wages and they say, hey, it's probably not worth my time, right? I guess players should not look at the money right away. Maybe they should fall in love with the game, but at the end of the day, people need to make that wage.
I think my message would be is to give it a try and give it your best effort. You've been playing the sport for so long and dedicated so many hours and sacrificed so many things just to get to this point. And if you have that opportunity to sign your first deal, no matter what the pay is, take the opportunity, right? And because you never know what could happen, you never know who could spot you in terms of a game. And honestly, I would at least give it 2 or 3 years. If after 2 or 3 years you're not seeing any improvement or any increase in pay, there are plenty of other jobs that aren't going anywhere, right? And that was always my mindset. I was just like, hey, not counting my injuries, I was just like, I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off. And once they do fall off, at that point, I can go into the workforce and find a job that, everyone else is doing. Because those, think about it, those jobs are not going anywhere. But as a professional athlete, you only have so many years that you can play before, whether it's an injury or, whatever the case is, where you're, too old to play the sport anymore or something happens. So I would definitely take the time, since you've dedicated this much effort and time and sacrifice into it, to continue to pursue it, regardless of what the wage is for the first year or two. And if you don't see any progress, that's okay. You can find something else. That's what, we went to school for and things like that, to have a backup plan, but definitely take the full opportunity and advantage of it.
And for all of our listeners out there, this is our last episode of First Team Podcast Extra Time for 2020. Kiesel, I want to wish you a happy holidays and a very happy new year, and we will speak again in the new year. So what will be your message to those listeners?
Oh, I mean, I think the biggest thing is have a happy and safe holiday, obviously, with everything going on. Try to stay socially distant as much as we can, but try to stay in contact with your loved ones, be able to share this moment with them. And obviously, I think for the majority of us, we're definitely hoping that 2021 is going to be a year where we can definitely continue to move forward in a positive light, and continue to progress in our careers and in life and our relationships, that we'll be able to get to the next level. So I definitely wish that to all the listeners out there.